So tell us a little bit about Blood Brothers. Why is this an interesting production? What got you interested in it?
Yeah, I've always loved the show since I was a teenager, and about a year ago, when I was thinking about what to do for APAC this year, I kind of went back to the material and rewrote the script, and there were two things that really struck me. One was one of the major themes of the show is class, sort of the haves versus the have-nots, and I was really struck by how timely that was in the U.S. now, especially compared to when it was done on Broadway in 1993. We're just talking about class more than we ever have. Traditionally, Americans don't like to talk about class, certainly not in the mid-90s when everybody was doing relatively well. And in the past couple of years with the Occupy Wall Street movement, the 99%, the election, it just seems like we're talking about it more. So thematically, it felt like a good time to do it in New York. And then the other thing was it's a really theatrical piece. There's a narrator. Adults that play 8-year-old kids. There's just a lot of theatricality inherent to the piece, and I had a very clear idea about how to stage it. To be honest, I actually saw the ground plan for the set, which is the ground plan we're using now, even a year later. I just like really clearly saw how I wanted to do it, so that got me excited.
So for someone that's seen the production before and has like a familiarity with it, are these the real differences that kind of set your version of the production apart?
Well, certainly the themes are different. That's always been there, but I mean, the British have always loved to talk about class as part of the reason I think it ran for 24 years in London. But definitely the way we're telling the story, the staging is very different than any production that's ever been done. The entire cast is on stage the whole time. We're really embracing the theatricality of the piece in a way that's really fun and really exciting.
Okay, in order to get this done, you need a really stellar cast. Can you just talk a little bit about them? What makes them so
Yeah,
special?
you do. I mean, it's strange. It's almost more of a play with music than a musical. There's a lot of book. They need to be able to handle the Liverpool accents, which aren't easy. Of course, they do need to be able to sing when we do need them to. And so, yeah, the casting process, we just needed to find the right people, and we did, and they're spectacular. Particularly, I mean, the mother, Colleen Hawkes, plays Mrs. Johnston, who ends up giving away one of her sons because she can't afford to keep him. She is fantastic. And then the two brothers, Simon Pearl and Rowan Michael Meyer, are so funny together, so moving, and they just have an amazing chemistry.
For people that haven't seen the production yet, after it's all finished and they're walking out of the theater, how do you want them to feel? How do you want this production to affect them?
It's a great question. I think at the end of the day, it's a pretty sort of powerful production, a powerful ending for sure. That I think gets under your skin a little bit. I should say that the play itself is very, very funny. But the last 20 minutes or so kind of get really dark. But hopefully by then you're on the ride with us and willing to go there. And then it really just kind of gets under your skin.
What are you most proud of in this production? Like the things that you've been able to kind of tinker with? Like what the
I'm proud of how simple our storytelling is and yet how effective it is. I mean, it's essentially 14 actors sitting in a semicircle telling a story, and it is, it sounds so simple and easy when you describe it, but it really is pretty exciting to watch. It's exciting to be a part of it as an audience member.
What do you think you've learned during the production of this play that you think will make you better at what you do?
I think that I learned, I'd like to think that I always knew this, but certainly this production taught it to me again, I just love, it's why I love directing, I love collaborating with people. So, like I said, I had this sort of basic idea for how the ground plan would work and how that would affect the storytelling, but everybody involved in the show has sort of taken that idea and really run with it. And the actors have taught us so much about the piece, and the choreographer has brought so much to it, and the musical director and the designers, everybody has really taken the initial idea I presented and like continued to refine it. And so, I mean, as a director, I think the thing you have to learn is just surround yourself with people that are that are good at what they do, and it just makes you look better.